Where are mommy and daddy now?
They're at work.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
I want to play sports.
Want to play sports?
Well, there you go.
That's the American dream.
You may be on the right track. Are you good at sports?
Yes.
I bet you are. What sports are you good at? What sport do you want to play?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Are you good at baseball?
Yeah.
How many men on a baseball team?
I don't know.
You don't know how many men are on a baseball? You're 16?
What kind? What kind of baseball team?
A major league team.
A bus?
Now, see, now we're going to laugh.
Now we're laughing and we're encouraging.
Yes, I know.
It's terrible, but it is, in a delinquent kind of way, it is kind of cute.
But bad, very bad.
Very bad.
You're a very bad kid. Bad kid. You're a bad child. Now go clean up out front that trailer.
Okay.
Before Mama gets home from the pick and save.
Okay.
And beat your ass. Okay, bye, kid.
Hang up.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, hang up. Come on, it's a game we play. Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up now.
Okay.
Now, come on, Junior. Listen, don't do this.
You know, when you go into the realm of children, that is where they win this battle.
Give me my Art Link letter tapes, please. Down to my last line of defense.
I've got this delinquent.
Do you know where babies come from?
Yes.
All right, listen to this.
Now, the sperm is an interesting little creature. It looks a little bit like the tadpole.
This is Mr. Art Link letter.
Pay close attention.
I never want you to do this.
To swim in ponds. It seems to be all head and tail, an almost round little head or body, and a very long tail. And with the tail, it can wriggle and swim. Now remember, it's so small that once this sperm meets an egg, it can actually swim right inside that little egg.
Are you listening, Mr. Linkletter?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have his attention.
Yeah, oh, yes, we
and
are.
At that moment, some kind of a baby begins to grow. The meeting of the sperm from the father and the egg from the mother is the most important part in the making of a baby.
See, this is the tragic mistake that your mommy and daddy made 16 years ago. I guess maybe 17 years ago.
A mistake that hopefully you won't make.
Radio station.
Oh, now that sounds to me like mom or dad coming in.
Yeah.
Radio station. This is why I love having caller ID.
Oh, this is great. Find out what's going on.
Yes, the parents could be home.
560.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
75. Call this number, enter 1.
Radio station. Radio station.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's us again, and we know it's you. That's a very...
Okay.
Five.
To call this number, enter 1. Other...
Oh, God.
Here we are. Forever teen.
That's our fragrance.
That's us.
I think he picked it up and hung it up. Yeah. Little rat. Little trailer park kid.
No, yeah,
there he is.
Now he's starting to get a little nervous.
Now listen. Pick it up next time, kid, or I'm going to let your number go, and then all of our listeners call mommy and daddy. Okay? You don't want that.
560.
We all got that part down. We all got that memorized.
Yes, we do.
560.
Enter 1.
People calling this house day and night.
Hello?
Yes, now.
Right. Now you know you're never allowed to call us again.
Now listen.
Oh. Attitude.
Uh-oh. All right, listen. I will give these little sons of guns one more time. You
one
listen
more chance.
To me now. It's Uncle Donnie talking to you.
Yeah, and you got
to
wait the 10 seconds.
You pick up the phone now, and you say, Uncle Don and Uncle Mike, I will never call your show again.
Right.
If you hang up again, I'm going to give out your phone number on the air, and then all of our listeners are going to call and tell your parents what bad parents they are for letting you call a radio show.
That's right.
Okay? All right. Everybody?
5-0.
6-0.
Children and telephones.
Gotcha.
And then there's this
number,
kid.
Enter 1.
Uncle Don and Uncle Mike will never call your show again.
There you go.
There you go.
Give the kid a round of applause.
Very nice.
A smart kid.
What?
Give me a free shirt.
A free shirt.
No.
You don't get a free shirt.
No shirt.
Okay.
No, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Now, of course, you know that every living thing has babies of the same kind as the parents. Her mother and father horse only have baby rhinoceros, and your mother and father, of course, only have baby horses. A mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby boys and girls.
Yeah, we did a little editing there.
Hey, a quick break. We will come right back with Buzz Durnank and the news after this.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
Hey, play. KPLY. Where is Mr. Durnank?
Mr. Durnank?
Where is Cuz Durnank?
Gets done with the news and then goes to Cuba.
And he's out. I had a question about a guy that we used to know. I'm just here reading my Inside Radio. Hi.
Sorry.
Hi, Duz.
Hi.
Just reading this Inside Radio thing.
Yes.
Didn't we know a guy when we worked at WBBM named Kevin Mishek?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wasn't he a good guy and
a
friend of ours?
He was a great guy, and he definitely is a friend of ours.
Well, he's the new general manager at our station in Reno.
Really?
At KPLY.
Excellent.
Actually, they own, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They own an oldie station, modern rock, country, classic rock, and sports.
That's excellent.
I would imagine that if Kevin Mishek has a brain in his head, and I know that he does, we'll be moved to FM in the great city of Reno very shortly. Hope so.
Well, perhaps both of you gentlemen could exert your personal influence due to your friendship with this gentleman and, you know, get us on the FM station out there.
He's a good guy.
He's a big fan.
You know, the people in Reno would really, and we have such a great group of listeners out in Reno on our AM station out there, they would really love it if we were on FM.
Boy, for those of you who have to listen to the show on AM, I know it really sucks on AM. You should hear it on FM, where you can hear all of the beautiful sound effects and glorious, stunning FM digital stereo.
Quality of sound is such a significant part of this program when we try to create a mental image for you.
See?
There you go. That's not the same on AM as it is on FM.
Now listen, that Nikita.
Nikita.
There she was, all ready to play strip trivia. Right. Rob explained the rules to her.
Was she out of state?
During the commercials. No, she was in state, but she was in another state of mind.
Ah.
She didn't realize that she'd have to get naked.
Yes, too stupid?
Yes, so she's not going to be playing the game. We still have room for one, maybe two more gals for a Thursday's strip trivia. Hello, Don and Mike.
Actually, I'm not trying to get strip trivia. I want to see if you're on in Arkansas.
If we're on in Arkansas?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, sir.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Society has not evolved yet to the point where our show is being played on a radio station in Arkansas. However, we're all over Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
I'm traveling to Alabama. I'm traveling to Arkansas.
That's the next best thing.
And can I give you a complaint about KHTK in Sacramento?
Oh, sure. Why not? More complaints about our stations. What would this one be?
They keep on cutting off Buzz at the last hour.
Listen, how many times do we have to repeat this? With no offense to Duz Burnack, we get a contract with these stations for 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
They run the show for 4 hours. We love entertaining so much that we can't keep this show to 4 hours.
We try, but we can't.
The show always runs over. The show always runs late.
Because we are dying to entertain you people.
So what happens is, when we get to the end of the 4 hours, most of our stations, because they're lemmings and because they're radio guys and because they only know that you got to run things on time, on the top and on the bottom of the hour, baby.
That's right, woo!
They will dump out of the show, but that is their contractual obligation. They can do that.
But your ratings blow their next show away.
Yes, you're right about that.
We turn off our radios when their next show comes on.
Yes, of course you do. And that's the hypocrisy of it all. That's why you think that these stations would get a collective brain, but a lot of them don't.
And once again, like we've said about other situations, it's something we don't like, but it unfortunately falls out of our control.
So listen, just be glad you get the show as much as you can.
I do.
Okay.
I am
enjoy
ever grateful
it
to the radio gods.
And bathe in it. Bathe in it.
Do what I do. Just make up an ending to the news every day. Make up a different ending. When Buzz is doing a story, if they just cut him off, just make up a different ending in your head.
And it can be an ending that involves you. What's your whole name?
Antonio.
Antonio. Finally, Antonio was elected president today.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Durnank on the Don and Juan show.
There you go.
That's how that works. Listen, I know that is a big pain in the ass, and it certainly is insulting to those of you who listen to the show and you're into it, and all of a sudden they cut it off. Listen, this is radio. That's why everybody's in radio. If they could do it right, they'd be in television.
That's it.
That's true.
And I put myself in that category also. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You take it. I'm going to do the race for y'all. Y'all remember, like a homeboy jumping in the air, talking about, yeah, Ben, do the race. Okay, I'm going to do the race. Okay, in gate number one was...
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to talk to Don.
Yes, you're talking to me now. Hi.
Yeah, where are you guys on, in Portland or Tacoma or Seattle? Because I'm going on vacation. I want to know where to be able to call.
Somewhere up there.
Or where to,
somewhere
know.
By Ephrata, Seattle.
Right?
Ephrata. It's by Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah.
What's the call number?
I don't know. K something. Starts with a K.
K something. You're on
something.
In Seattle, not Tacoma or Portland, though.
Oh, right.
Okay, and hey, I was all ready to take that phone number. Get that kid.
Oh, I know. But listen, he was a good kid. He called back and he said the phrase that pays.
That's right.
Uncle Don and Uncle Mike.
Very last minute.
Right. Uncle Don and Uncle Mike. I won't call the show again. He was a good boy.
I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure he was going to do it and you're going to give the number and all hell is going to break loose.
You're one of those types just waiting for that phone number. I know you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to get on and talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air right now.
All righty. I want to give him a phone number.
Phone number of what?
There's a place in Sacramento that just shut down. And I just want to give them the number so they can call there.
A place in Sacramento that just shut down.
Yeah, and they got the recording. The phone is still hooked up, and they have a recording that Don and Mike would like.
Well, you're talking to us now. What is it a recording of?
Fart sounds.
Fart sounds.
Really? Well, you know, we're always interested in that.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
You want the number?
No, that's all right, Mr. Helper. I think we'll struggle through the show without it. Oh my goodness. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
Hey, we're glad to have you back in the Harrisburg area.
Hey, Mike, it's my good buddy from Harrisburg.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
He's good.
All right, that's great. It's great to be back on in Harrisburg. I was telling Don that before the show started today.
It's a dry spell here.
Every day, Mike says, thank God we're back on. And he also says, when is that friend of yours with a big oversized forehead from Harrisburg going to call back?
That's right.
Hey,
yeah, and you're
Richmond in the Saints building.
You're calling now. That's great. I hope you've taken care of that problem.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, were you guys anywhere in South Carolina?
Why does everybody care about the geography of this show? Listen, are you...
Because they want to go where they're traveling for their vacations. They want to know if we are on.
Because I'm canceling that vacation.
Cancel it, pal. Listen, don't leave your house. That's the way you listen to the show. You lock yourself in.
Right.
You do like Elvis did. You get yourself some aluminum foil, and you put it on the windows. You have all your meals sent in through a slot in the bottom of the door.
And you get a good, powerful radio that you can listen in your home, not in your car.
And then what you do is you get your food, and you put it in a big bowl, all the peas and the carrots and everything, and you put the bowl on your stomach, and you eat with your hands.
Oh, there's nothing like it. And wear an adult diaper.
Just stay off the toilet.
That's right. Or even wrap yourself in a bed sheet and wait till the week's over. That's a vacation. None of the responsibilities of your regular work week.
And, of course, when you really come to the end of the road, knock out your teeth with a hammer.
All right.
I said hammer. Knock your teeth out with a hammer.
Hammer time.
It's hammer time.
All right. All right, guys.
Okay, goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to get through to Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Juan show, frickin' frack show.
Hey, I wanted to hear your guys' opinions on all the other DJs. Like, I just love...
They all suck.
Oh, they do?
They all suck.
That's a blanket statement. You can use that where applicable.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm trying to talk to Don and Mike. I live in Worcester, Massachusetts, and I listen to Don and Mike every day for the last 2 years on WXXW.
Listen to all the calls we get from this.
You called yesterday, and you know something? I think you're a plant.
I didn't call yesterday.
Yeah, I recognize this voice.
I did not
call
yesterday.
My crap detector is going off double time right now.
I think they just all sound the same.
Yesterday. It just took me 10 minutes to get this number.
This number?
Don't they all just sound the same?
Maybe it was
there?
A guy that sounded like that from Worcester.
They wanted to take you guys.
He almost sounds like the Cowardly Lion.
Fly, we're king. We've been cutting, not mince. Fie, we're king, the fullest.
They want to take you guys off the air.
I love that.
The radio station.
We'll put some muskrat
on Monday.
We'll make some muskrat lose his musk courage.
And I love it when those monkeys are flying. That always scares me. That scene always scares me. Michael Mara is the Cowardly Lion.
Fie, we're king. What are you talking about? Worcester. We're off from Worcester. The Cowardly Lion conventions in Worcester this year. Fire with King of Worcester.
Listen, I know you're upset that the hemorrhoid of a manager up there has canceled our show. I don't know what to tell
They're putting
you
back on Monday.
What?
They're putting you back on Monday.
According to who?
I just talked to them on the way home from work. I was so pissed. I called again. They got 800 calls since yesterday. And he says, you listen for it Monday. They'll be back on. He says, if they're not, he says, you call back. They're going to reverse their decision.
See, you know what he's doing?
It's a big giant scam.
Yeah, he's jerking the audience around. What? I hate it when these guys. You know what he's doing it for? He's doing it because he wants to make sure somebody's listening to the station. That's why.
Call him back and look him in the eye and say, what'd you do that for?
That's baloney.
What'd you have to go and do that for? What'd you hit me for? What'd you slap me for?
Now listen, the guy's going to put the show back on. Why don't you put the show back on? Why you got to wait till Monday?
I don't know. I was glad they're going to put it on Monday.
Yeah, tell him to put it on earlier. Earlier in Worcester.
Well, now listen, am I falling right into the guy's trap if I call the station?
I don't know. I was just so glad they told me.
All right. I was asking Mike, not you.
He's a very overzealous listener.
Yes, he is.
Up in Worcester.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I talked to Don and Mike.
You're on the air, my friend. Hi.
Hey, is Rob A there?
Yeah, he's right here. Rob. Hey, Rob, come here, Zach.
I'm very, very busy. What? What?
Bob, I just want to tell you one thing. What? I got through. Ba ba booey, fa fa fooey, F Timmy.
F Timmy. You gonna hang up now?
Yeah. Fight, we're king.
This feature cannot be activated because
darn it. I didn't catch him fast enough.
If I were King the Forest.
Hey, listen, everybody. If you're going to crank call Rob, do it in the office. Don't do it on the show.
Yes, it's very boring.
Call him on the office at 703-691-1900. Go ahead. Goof, call him on the office line.
That's right. He loves it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you guys going to be at the Rage Against the Machine Jizz Lizard concert on the 21st?
Now, did you get any of that? Well, no, sometimes you can translate.
Can you put a comma in there for me? It was something about Rage Against the Machine and Jewel.
No, Jesus Lizard.
Jesus Lizard?
Yeah, they're going to be playing the 21st.
How old are you?
20.
Yeah, I'll be there, man. I'll be there. I'll see you there. I'll have my DJ satin jacket on, the one that says Donnie G on it.
Do you think there's a chance he was really 20? Because that's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
No, I believe it. He might be older than 20.
Really? Older than 20?
He might be older.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's still me.
Who are you?
The guy from Worcester.
Oh, jeez. You're scaring me.
But I hung up on you.
Scaring me, you big lug.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He's sure upset, God. Don.
I know he is, Mike.
He's so upset. You better put him in touch with the general manager from Worcester.
I know he is, Bert. Bert Law.
Bert Law.
Bert Law.
Law, there you go. Cowardly lion.
All right, listen. We got a break for commercials. When we come back, I don't know, maybe we're playing right into the foolish manager's hand to Mr. Carlson there at the station up in Massachusetts, but we'll call and see if he's going to put the program back on. Plus, as always, we are still accepting your calls for Thursday's edition of Strip Trivia.
Looking for our last woman.
And the wacky story file. That's coming up next. Please stay right there.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. We are Howard Stern. We are Don and Mike. We are G. Gordon Liddy. We are the Grease Man. We are Pharrell on the Bench. We are the Washington Redskins.
Pretty scary. 5:30, Gertie. Here is Jack Taylor. Hello, Jack.
Thanks, Donna Mike. I'm Jack Taylor for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
Cello.
WJFK.
They're sick. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick, sick, sick people.
Right, Coach Morrow.
Mentally sick.
Sick.
I thought it was horrible.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Embarrassing. Sick. Shameful.
Sick.
It stuck.
Sick.
People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick.
What should happen?
Sick people.
What should happen?
Sick in the head.
What should happen?
They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Thank you. Coach Jim Mora.
I love that.
NFL coach most likely to kill. NFL coach most likely to be up on top of a building.
He is wrapped really tight. And if you were listening earlier to the show, you would have gotten the gem that we don't think he's ever pooped. Thank you.
For the last 8 years.
That's right.
As long as he's been coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the last bowel movement he might have had back would be back when he was Jack Kemp's roommate.
Yes. Way back when.
Yeah, he was Jack Kemp's roommate, back when they played with leather helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the Frank Gifford era. Now, the wacky story file is ready to operate. We have two wacky stories for you today. Now, one of them involves this huge baby that's been in the news.
Zach.
The new Rob A. Bloomingburg, New York. Zach Strinkert weighs a whopping 68 pounds.
My God.
He's 17 months. That means he's roughly a year and a half.
Right.
The kid is 3 feet tall and almost as big around. Zach weighed 10 pounds at birth. And he goes barefoot because his ankles won't fit into the shoes. This sounds like the Rob Spiewak story.
Mommy, I want some more formula. And can you put some butter in it? Mommy, could I have just a little bit more of the baby food?
Let's call right now the Strenkerts.
Extra sugar.
Mrs. Strenkert was supposed to call us, but she has not. I bet they got all kinds of media people calling them today.
Sure.
Since this story first hit the wire. And a picture of this baby.
Big baby.
Baby Huey. God, that baby's huge. He's a cutie, though.
Hi, you have reached the Strenkert residence. We are unable to come to the phone right now. Please leave your name, number, and time you call. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Strenkerts, are you there?
This is Don and Mike calling from the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, we're calling about Zach, about the big baby. We think we have a future for your son on our radio show.
Because we kind of think he looks exactly like our producer. And by the time he gets to be producer's age, the other producer will probably have had a heart attack.
And died. And had to have his teeth knocked out with a hammer.
That's right.
Hammer!
Hammer!
Hammer, I said it.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Does Zach like to dance?
We'll call back. Thank you. Thank you. And our best to Zach.
Thank you, Strenkerts.
Bye-bye. Zach Strenkert. It's the Zach Strenkert Show.
Isn't that a perfect name for a baby of that size? It's Zach Strenkert.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Strenkert. 93 KHJ. And here is another wacky story. All right. Thought that we might have a problem. She was supposed to call us today, but she hasn't called yet. We had a backup, as we always do.
Okay.
Listen to this crazy story. Town's been on fire for 34 years.
Oh, my God.
But locals love it too much to leave. If you ask the remaining residents of Centralia to move, they'll get really burned up. That's because they love their little Pennsylvania town. Even though it sits right on top of a raging coal mine that's been burning since 1962. If you go to Centralia, you'll find smoke spewing from cracks in the earth.
Wow.
If you drop an egg, it will fry on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Hold on, excuse me. A much more important call.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Hi, baby.
I'm calling about the strip trivia.
Oh.
Well, you sound like you're calling about strip trivia.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
Oh.
As the maze says.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you from?
I live in Fairfax.
Fairfax, Virginia. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Motherload.
Let me tell you something. You're in.
Okay.
Motherload.
Man, oh, man.
As she says to Jerry when she pushes him, get out of town.
I love it when she gets physical with Jerry. I'd like to see him push him down a flight of stairs. Would that be? You never see stairs in Seinfeld, do you? You always see them, you know, on the street. They're in the restaurant. Stairs are never a really big part of Seinfeld.
You're lying. Who are these people? Why'd you hit me?
Get out of town. And then he just goes, you know, right down to the bottom of the stairs.
I got it right. I got this guy. Okay, do it. Elaine, you want to go get some coffee?
Oh, you get out of town.
Boy, wait. Jesus, Elaine.
Now that we'd like to see.
And then he's down at the bottom of the stairs with his head in a different direction.
Jerry just laid it down there. Kind of the way the Rickles was after Joe Pesci pushed him into a casino.
That would just be a little something to spice up the show.
Laura, we'd love to have you play our game.
Okay.
We'd love to have you come down. Now, it's Thursday.
Okay.
Our new edition of Strip Trivia back after a long hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put you on the list here.
Okay. Is this something you've always wanted to do, Laura?
Yes, it is.
Well, we'll make that dream come true on Thursday.
Great.
Hold on a second. Here's the current lineup of gals that we have.
It's pretty strong.
For your dining and dancing pleasure, Linda Blair,
mm-hmm.
Terry Hatcher. These are all lookalikes, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fatally Wood, Heather Locklear, Halle Berry, Pam Tillis, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Always looking for more women. We'll get the guys tomorrow.
All right.
Okay? Tomorrow's when we'll screen for the guys. Now back to the town that's been on fire.
Man, that must be a tough place to live.
Well, I've got too many sound effects going. I got my hammer music, my fall down sound air. Okay.
Nah, we don't mind. We don't mind a bit.
If you drop an egg in certain hot spots on the street, it will fry as fast as it would on a skillet.
Wow.
Put a dollar bill on the ground, and it will catch on fire.
Wow.
Now, We have the phone book for this town, and we are going to call and see if we can get a confirmation from any of the residents of the town. It says that 46 people live in this town, and even though they've been offered as much as $90,000 for their homes that are valued at much less, they refuse to leave.
They must like the fact that they're in a hotbed of geological activity.
Well, they save on heating bills. Floor's never cold when you get up in the morning.
Now, this is like a Yellowstone situation, right?
We love it here, says Joe Masca. On some mornings, the smoke is pouring out of the earth.
You say Joe Sesco or Joe Misco?
Joe Masca.
Joe Masca, okay.
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama. You know, that is a popular DJ name. I think there's now a Joe Mama in almost every town.
It's almost as popular as the Captain series that was made popular in the late 70s.
We can't come to the phone right now, so if you'll please leave your name.
All right, let me try another one.
That was Captains for a while, and then the 80s brought us the Shadows. There were lots of shadows.
Oh, goodness. And, of course, hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, do these people ever have to shovel snow?
You know, that is an excellent question. If I could get a clear line here, I'd still try to call them. Thank you.
It's Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. Probably melts.
I'm going to call the mayor now.
I'm frankly surprised they don't put the fire out when that snow melts.
And before you had the Captains and the Shadows, you had Big.
Big.
All the disc jockeys are big. This is Big Ron. This is Big Larry. This is Big Tom with you.
You put a Big in front of your name for a while.
Oh, I used to be a Big.
Back in the late 60s, early 70s.
In the heyday.
And back in the 50s, what was the name you were using?
Uncle.
It was Beyond It.
Yeah, that's right. That was my name, Mike. No, Porky Chedwick. That was the name I used.
Harv. It was Harv. We all know it was Harv.
Stop it with the Harv Moore. He's a good guy.
I know he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hello, Pater. Hello, yes, we're looking for Lamar.
Yeah, that's me.
Lamar, hello. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. Is this the mayor of Centralia, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's right.
Is Centralia the town that's been on fire for 34 years?
Yeah.
Is this the town if you drop a dollar bill on the ground, it'll catch on fire? If you put an egg on the ground, it'll fry?
You don't believe that, do you?
Smoke spewing from cracks in the earth? Yes, I believe it. That's why I'm calling.
We're just telling you what we've read, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, well, some of them papers will stand still for anything you want to print on them. But that's untrue.
That's untrue? Hmm. So the town has not been on fire for 34 years?
Well, there's been a fire in a coal vein here, but it's not under the town.
It's not under the town. Obviously, there's a lot of geological activity under your area. Is that true?
There's what?
Well, what's going on? What's making the town smoke?
Well, there's no smoke.
Smoking. There's no smoke?
No.
Well, now, I have a picture here of Chris Rodell toasting marshmallows over the smoldering earth in Centralia, Pennsylvania. There's also a picture of an eerie cloud of smoke that blankets the town. Fumes from the fires from hell spew from the earth, and the underground blaze will burn for centuries.
This is all untrue, Mr. Mayor?
That's a lot of it is untrue, yeah.
Is there any part of it that is true?
Very little.
Is there a ruptured highway around there where the smoke comes out?
There was, yeah. The highway's been closed, but that's a whole new story.
Uh-huh. How long you been mayor?
Oh, about 3 years or so.
Are there any fumes in Centralia that you can smell from the earth?
No.
None?
You wear a baseball hat when you drive?
At times, yeah.
I'm just trying to get my old guy stereotype going.
Hey, you hit on that one.
You always got your left-hand turn signal on, even when you're not going to turn left for miles and miles and miles?
No.
Well, tell us, what's the deal with Centralia? Tell us what's going on.
Have you seen all of the articles and the tabloids about your town?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, tell us what's true and what isn't.
Well,
you're the mayor.
The borough owns a lot of coal under the town.
The what? The borough?
They could get us all out of here. Somebody could come in and steal the coal.
Hey, do you like fat chicks?
What's that?
Do you like fat chicks? That's our question of the week.
Yeah, we ask everybody all the celebrity guests that have been on the show this week, we ask them if they like fat chicks.
I don't know what that is.
You get into a nice big fat chick?
No.
Well.
Nope, you don't?
Where are you from?
Well, some people say from hell.
But we're actually from Washington.
Washington?
Yes.
Could you send a report? Are you a reporter or an editor?
Yes, yes.
In a way, we're a little bit of both.
That's right. We're from the Vatican Monthly.
Well, I'd like you to come up and see this town.
We'd love to come.
When you come any time, I'll take you on a tour. And
we're from Buff Magazine.
Pardon?
We're from Swank.
You know, Don, I know this is a separate thing, but we really should provide this man with chicken.
Oh, yeah, he should be our senior citizen of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, do you like Popeye's chicken, old-timer?
Not really.
You no? don't like chicken?
What senior citizen?
A pinch.
What senior citizen doesn't like chicken?
We speak to senior citizens all the time, and they all love chicken.
We'd like to give you some chicken.
But,
listen, Mike and I would like to apologize for starting that fire. 34 years ago, we were playing with matches.
Yeah.
We were doing that thing. We were building a little fire in the toilet.
And then when it caught, we realized that it'd be our chance to get everybody out of the town and steal the coal.
Well, we own the coal. The borough owns the coal.
The borough.
The borough.
The borough.
Now, do you borough like donkey ass?
That's right.
Or do you mean borough, like a neighborhood, like the Bronx is up, the...
That's right, just like
batteries down.
Like a town or a small city.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you own the borough, and so the fire is coal under the ground?
That's right.
So it's not true that you can drop a $1 bill on the ground and it instantly burns into flames?
That's not true at all.
Bursts into flames.
And it's not true that there's a thick cloud of black smoke over the town?
No way.
No way. Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I ask you, would you please repeat after me? I'd like you to get you on tape saying Don and Mike are a gay.
I'm not understanding that.
I know you're not.
It's very simple. It's Don and Mike are a gay. And just on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
Go.
No, I don't get you.
Don and Mike, that's us. See, we want a tape to remember this call. The worst bit we've ever done. We want to remember this phone call. We want to have your voice on tape saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
You did it for us. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Bravo.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hey, come up here and see this, Tom.
There he is.
We'll be up this weekend.
Thank you, Mayor McCheese.
Okay.
Take care, Lamar.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Turn that left-hand turn signal off.
Okay.
Don't wear that baseball hat.
God bless you, Lamar.
Okay.
Go rent Grumpier Old Men. I think you'll love it.
All right.
Walter Matthau gets some.
Pardon?
Don't worry about it, Lamar. You have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Starts about Wednesday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
So long.
Bye.
Adios.
So long.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Hang up.
Arrivederci. There you go. All right.
There he goes.
I've always told you, Don, old people can be boring, too.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
106.7 WJFK's Howard Stern.
And then, of course,